header. But Gerrard! Oh, you beauty! What a headshot! What a head! Call it, take it quickly, Origi!
Oh, that's not on the telly.
And Liverpool's king to the cot are champions of Europe once again.
So, boys, welcome to the first episode of the Upper Main. Matthew with the footy is dead. It's gone.
R.I.P.
It's over. No more yes, yes, yes. It's gone. So, boys, with this being the first episode, it's just a little introduction episode. So, do you want to introduce yourself?
I'll let you go first, Jen. Go on.
I'm Liam. Been a Liverpool fan since I can remember. And yeah, I'm just here to express my opinions about
Charlie, same as Jenko's, both Liverpool since the early as you can remember.
I'm Matty, a sport of Liverpool all my life. So yeah, this is the team, as we should call it. Me, Matty, Charlie and Jenko. That's the team. So boys, you don't even know this. This is what we have coming up on the Upper Main. We have match reactions after the game. Ooh. We have fans from other clubs coming on the podcast. We can do lineup predictions because I know Jenko likes doing them.
Oh, he does. Mm-hmm.
Player ratings after the game, match previews, and other football topics. Obviously, you can have other football topics. So, boys, that's what's happening on this podcast. So, Charlie, who's your favourite Liverpool player?
Of all time?
Yeah. We do all time and in the starting 11 as well.
Yeah, couldn't start in 11. I'm going to be bored and say Van Dijk. But that's because the man's a Rolls Royce of a centre-half. Of all time, it's a toss-up between a few players, but I'm going to go a little bit out there. I'm going to say Xabi Alonso.
Oh.
He was the one was passing machine.
Him and Gerrard is a double pivot, mate.
Oof.
For me, I'd say Suarez got me into loving football, watching it week in, week out, proper. I don't know, squad.
Yeah.
I'd say maybe Salah, obviously, but
no.
I don't know. I like Thiago on his day. You can't tackle him.
Well, Jenko, mine is ever favourite poor player ever. Dirk Hout. What a player he was.
Yes, get your dick out for Dirk Hout.
Yeah. And in the current squad, Joel Matip.
Oh, big Matip.
What a player he is. I'm the biggest Matip fanboy. Except the person who runs no contact, Joel Matip. Obviously, he's the biggest Matip fanboy.
Yeah, yeah.
But so that's my favourite player. Dirk Hout and Joel Matip.
Started the season off really well, hasn't he, Matip?
No, right. He's underrated. Matip is underrated because he doesn't get the recognition because he's alongside Van Dijk.
What's your favourite Liverpool memory of all time? Ooh. Obviously, you could say, let's get this out of the way. You can't say win the league because that's obviously the main one.
I think everyone's.
Win the Champions League, that's they're like the main two. The main two, so.
Carling Cup.
didn't Gerrard's cousin, Anthony Gerrard, miss a pen? To make
he missed the winning pen, didn't he?
My best memory, Gerrard hat-trick against Everton.
From what I can only really think, don't know, my head's gone, but I'd say maybe Origi against Everton, because my head went. And then because I forced that, I'd even say last season with Alisson, his goal, West Brom. Well, it was only last season, but I don't know, just it proper helped us get top four, I'd say. Everyone was working in the house. He had to be dead quiet. And then he done that. And I just screamed the house down. I was like, what?
Mental.
I'm like, it never happens. It never happens.
No. Rosa has salmon pal.
Honestly. Proper goosebumps even thinking about that. It's only against West Brom. But
I think he's almost an obvious one here.
Oh, no, I was literally about to say that, but then I forgot you didn't say yours.
Barca?
Yeah.
4-0?
Yeah.
I've got that in my head, and I've got, similar to Genko, Derby, when we beat them at home, like, was it 4-1, 5-1, something like that?
That way, Origi scored, like, 2 goals.
Yeah, because it was on the 18th birthday, if I rightly remember.
Oh, he was on smoke that day.
And I went to it.
Well, boys, that's the first episode done.
So that is the end of this episode. Don't forget to follow us on all the social medias at The Upper Main and on TikTok at Upper Main. And we'll catch you next time. Ta-da.